Hey, what's your problem? You have business problems? We have business solutions. Well, maybe. Life is a fight.
It is.
In business, every day is a fight.
So much so.
So, hey, what's your problem?
Thank you, John David Wells. Big voice guy out of Dallas, Texas. You can hear him on the Wells Report doing his politics talk down in Dallas, the Big D. Check him out, the Wells Report on Facebook. From the Big Dot HQ in Spring Hill, this is the What's Your Problem podcast, brought to you by BigDotLighting.com, BigDotElectrical.com, OctaveLighting.com, BigDotInc.com, tons of .coms. If you have electrical problems, we have electrical solutions. And if you need an LED lighting upgrade, we can certainly help you out. The What's Your Problem podcast is about local business owners and professionals who are dealing with problems. Because as we all know, it's always something. I am your host, Jim McCarthy, with Jim McCarthy Voiceovers, .com. Told you, I think that's like 5.coms at the moment. And today, very excited, we got somebody here locally from Colombia, Colioca, to be specific. Good friend of mine from long, long ago, and a recent new friend of mine that I made about a couple years ago. Both business partners in a growing local natural probiotic-based cleaner company. I hope I explained that the right way. Please welcome to the show, Mr. Sonny Hobbs and Chad Fry with Colioca Company. I think I got, why do I not have this all pulled up here? Here we go. Applause. Yay. Thank you guys for coming on. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Coming out to the compound. So one of the things that we do here to kind of get the juices flowing is we do something called the Random Five, where I ask you five random questions, completely random, and we get things underway with that. Are you ready?
Far away.
There we go. Yeah. Totally prepared. You guys ready? Here we go. If you could learn the answer to one question about your future, what would the question be? Chad, we'll start with you.
Oh, that is random.
That is very random. It's brought to you by the GSD Academy, by the way. Totally prepared.
All right, so ask that question again.
If you could learn the answer to one question about your future, what would the question be?
Could it be my future or like my family's future?
Anything.
Okay. I'd have to ask in a question form, but I'd love to know about my kids' future and make sure that they're going to be good for the rest of their life.
There you go. How about you, Sonny?
Well, I always go back to family as well. So I would want to know the faith of my family,
right?
And how they landed
there in their faith. I like it. What sport would be the funniest to add a mandatory amount of alcohol to? That's a good one.
Soccer.
Soccer. I was going to say soccer.
That's funny. Yeah. I was thinking, which sport is there not?
Not so, alcohol?
Right.
Well, yeah. That the players need to use?
Yeah.
So you think it's soccer as well? Or
No, probably. How about trap shooting?
Trap shooting. Mm. That would be interesting. Pull that mic just a tad closer if you could. Yeah, there you go. There we go. All right. Here we go. What is special about the place you grew up? We'll start with you, Sonny. Go ahead.
Okay. Special about the place I grew up would be Calioca.
Right.
And having the freedom, the quietness of the country, but also honesty and hard work.
Honesty and hard work. Good old country roots, right?
That's right.
And Chad, you grew up here in Spring. You grew up in Franklin.
Franklin.
Yeah. So, you're not too fond of Franklin, are you?
Oh, I like Franklin.
Yeah, I know.
Colombia is my people.
Colombia is your people.
Colombia is my people now.
It was like the Franklin of yesteryear, correct?
It is. It was the Franklin of the 90s.
Nice.
Late 90s when I got out of school and started my career.
Started your career.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to in the coming months? I think this is question number 4. Mm. I'm bad at math. I was in radio. And the car business.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to the summertime. That's my favorite, one of my favorite time of year besides autumn.
Right.
What do you like doing during the summertime?
Outside.
Outside stuff?
Always outside.
You're a boater?
No. Well, we live on a farm, so right. taking care of the farm and horses and cattle. And
four-wheeling?
Four-wheeling.
Nice. Yep. Chad, how about you? I can only imagine camping, I would say.
We like camping.
Yeah.
We like camping with you all, too. I'm actually looking forward to next week.
What's next week?
I'm hitting my 50th state.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You guys are going to the big island.
We are. We're going to Hawaii.
Yeah. Well, I think we have, this is question number 5. What riddles do you know? None? We could say none and we could move on.
Pass. Pass to Sonny.
Fine. We'll just end it there. There you go. There's the Random 5 brought to you by GSD Academy. Check them out. The link is in the description. And it's an affiliate link, of course. But check them out for sure. And get your business life together. If you need to have your... You know, buying back your time, that is a great course to go through. It is curated by Ms. Angela Profit and her team, and they do a fantastic job, especially when it comes to basing your business around cloud-based platforms and just buying back your time and figuring out how to do all the delegation and all that fun stuff. But guys, once again, thank you for coming out here. It's the first time I've had, in a long time, I've had two people at the same time on the podcast. And I know when we started this whole thing, back in the day, Chad came to me. You were looking to do video. You were doing, because I was doing video for a while. Then you got into it, and you started doing a really great job with it, of course. Well, and then you made a connection with Sonny, who was going off on another venture into what you're currently doing. But everything, how did everything coalesce? Because when you and I worked together, you guys weren't partners yet.
We were not.
Right. Because we did a video together for Sonny.
We did. And there is a good story about that.
I have no idea what you're talking about. No idea whatsoever.
That Sonny could probably really elaborate on.
Yeah, we could tell that story. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to it eventually. Yeah.
So talk about how everything came together after that, because you were just merely a video client. Correct. And then everything just kind of coalesced. You have an idea. Let's start with you first of all, Sonny. Talk about how... where you came from and how Kalioka was born, Kalioka Company.
So, you know, background being in the chemical industry since 91, ran a business for 20 years and really kind of decided at some point in my career, because of health factors and taking care of our family, we were taking care of our family and getting away from some of the toxicities in our food, the way we're taking care of our life in general, and only made sense to transition what I was doing in my career for the businesses that I served, the schools that I sold to and dealt with, getting to a natural-based product. And so I started working on a product that would be natural but worked. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of products out on the market that claim to be green or organic that don't work. So I wanted to have a product that would work, and it didn't really make sense to do that along with the products that I was selling.
Right.
So made the transition to sell that business, sold that business, and continued to work on this venture, this project. So that's kind of how things got started.
And it was based off of what you were doing for 20 years. You had stake in that business that you sold?
I did, Lock, Stock, and Barrel.
Lock, Stock, the whole nine yards.
Yes.
And that kind of set you up to get into what you're doing now.
Correct.
Gotcha. So, Chad, how did you become a part of this?
So, Sonny's farm is Echo Valley Farms, and they asked me to do a wedding video for the very first wedding that was there. And it was Sonny's daughter, Sonny and Stacy, their daughter. They asked if I would do kind of a different wedding video. They wanted it done with drones. So I used my drones and
all drones.
Just did 100% drone footage and put together a short and sweet video. Didn't really know how it was going to work with just drones.
Because you're the chief bottle washer at Muletown Aerial. Why Muletown?
There's a lot of .coms in this whole deal, isn't there?
Why don't we just put them all out there?
Echo Valley Farm. We have Muletown Aerial tied in.
Yeah.
So anyway, we did the video, and Sonny approached me about a year later, I guess, right?
Probably.
Somewhere in there. About a year later to do the videos for Kalioka Company and the initial products.
Right.
And that's where you and I went out.
That's right.
And broke some lampshades.
That's right. I don't know. I don't know how that happened or who did it.
It's not plural.
Just one.
Just one.
Yeah, just one. You know, very irreplaceable lamp type of diffuser, I believe.
Luckily, we found the exact same one, which was good.
Yeah.
And it was all replaced.
And we pretty much, we reversed the the cost of that out of what we charged, which I don't think we made any money on the video, so it all balanced out.
Well, you live and learn.
It's all right. That's not the case. We made it right, but man, that was not fun. Where all of a sudden I was just moving, I think it was a slider.
It was.
Yeah, the slider that I use for videography. And I moved it just to kind of, I don't know, flip it up and everything, and boom, just exploded all over me.
I will say, you barely tapped that thing.
I know.
And it just exploded.
That's what she said.
But hey.
too much testosterone.
I know. There's a lot of too much testosterone. I gotta. That's it. I have that here. Hold on. There we go.
There you go.
So I gotta have a pot of it. I'm gonna pause real quick and readjust that camera angle on Sunny. A little cut off. I'm not liking it. So just relax how you were. Maybe much wider angle lens. All right. Good. Picking back up.
Picking back up.
So at what point, Chad, were you intrigued by what Sonny was doing?
So it was about a month later, I guess, we got the videos over to him, and he gave us some products to sample. Mm-hmm. And we took them home, and we had had a drain. I'm going to go ahead and say this. This is how the product actually really works. Right. We had had a drain. This is how I got wrapped into Kalioka Company. That had always had an odor to it, and nothing worked. So we live on a septic system, so we can't really use a whole lot of stuff that would just wreak havoc on the septic tank. So we tried the drain septic and sewer cleaner in the shower and let it sit overnight, and the smell was gone for like the first time in 4 years. And actually, Kylie, my wife, said, hey, this stuff really works. The cleaner works. The drain cleaner works. Let's see if Sonny is interested in partnering up.
It was her idea?
It was her idea.
Really?
It was.
I could not see that. I thought it was all you.
Nope. It was all Kylie.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Probably shouldn't say her name. She might get mad at this.
But we'll put it out there. Why not? Say, hi, Kylie. Thank you for doing that. So you go to Sonny, and then what? I mean, were you expecting this at all, that Chad would say, hey, you know?
No, it was not.
No. Were you looking for investors at all?
No, it was not. No, and really, the product, I just gave him the product to, hey, go try, and not to try to sell him the product. Just here, you know, just go use the product.
Yeah, spread the word.
No, he approached me, and it's not something I was looking for.
Right.
But it was intriguing.
Right.
I was intrigued, and gave it some thought, and we talked back about a week or two later, right?
Yeah, it was about a week later.
Pretty soon.
Yeah.
So you're not a majority, but minority owner at this point.
I am.
And when did that, what's that, 2 years ago or so?
That was the launch of, it was April of 2019.
That's right.
Wow. Coming on 2 years already.
2 years.
Crazy.
Craziness.
Crazy how time flies.
We lost a year somewhere. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, it's a blank.
Well, now that you bring that up, I mean, you know, when you started really getting things going with it in the beginning of the partnership, how did, you know, what was kind of like, what was it like? What were you going through? And what did you have to figure out? I mean, because this is your first foray into doing it. Your second dance with it, Sonny. Mm-hmm. You know, this is kind of old hat for you, I would imagine.
Well, there's some components that are old hat, but the base of what we're trying to do is create a platform for others to start their own business, mm-hmm, and use our platform. So it's giving the tools to the person who says, hey, I want to start my own business.
Right.
But I don't have a lot of capital to start it with. So this is not a new hat. It's not old hat to me. It's right. This is new hat. This vertical. Some ways of getting the product out to the customer and clientele, those things I'm used to doing, but But this vertical of selling it to the person who wants to go present it and start their own business, that's a different vertical. So
kind of like an affiliate model.
It is an affiliate model.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I believe I do somewhere have a link to my affiliate. I just haven't checked it in a while. I need to.
Yeah, you need to re-up it because we just put a new website out there. Kalioka.com, KaliokaCompany.com, or
is it Kalioka.com?
KaliokaCompany.com. Mm-hmm.
But you don't have Kalioka.com. Right?
I don't think we have Kalioka.
No, we have Kalioko.co.
We have Kalioka.com.
We have Kalioko.co.
We have lots of .coms.
Yeah, we do too.
Yeah.
We've actually, I think we have probably, 11 different URLs pointing to the same domain.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yep. We're aware of that, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
And when you switch, just be ready for it.
Yeah.
Now, I got to say, I mean, you know, Chad, I've always called you like, you know, at one point you were the mayor of Spring Hill and you're probably going to become the mayor of Columbia at some point. I know you're shaking your head, but
no.
It's inevitable. Like Thanos's snap, it's inevitable. Okay. Is that, I would imagine that's helped you because you have a lot of credibility in the community. That's a pretty big asset, I would imagine. Now, of course, you do too, Sonny. But I mean, both of you guys together are like a powerhouse, especially in the Columbia area, I would think, right?
Columbia's been kind to us. It really has. And it's our backyard. Right. And these are our people.
Yeah.
And we serve them and serve them well.
Right.
We try to. That's our main focus.
So getting back to the question I asked before about how it ramped into it, what were some of the challenges that you were coming across, Chad?
Time management? Time management was...
You know, you could check out gsdacademy.com and they might be able to help you with that.
All right.
Yeah. There they are right there.
Yeah, just time. Trying to juggle my full-time job and trying to juggle this aerial and video production and...
Yeah, you take on a lot of things.
Fortunately... Everything happens for a reason.
That's right.
So without the one, the other wouldn't happen. So,
Well, the backstory on you is that for those who don't know, Chad is a full-time airline pilot, as well as your wife,
yes,
Kylie.
And we won't say the name of the company because I don't think we're allowed to. But
okay. Well, you know.
Yes.
Whatever. Pick an airline company. Sure. That's it.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, there's only five really major ones out there. So.
Well, of those five, guess which one? We'll just go with that. So that is a hectic schedule, but with a lot of downtime. You know, you got a lot of travel time and stuff like that. You have time in, you know, hotels and overnights and things. So you have a lot of you time to get this kind of thing going. Was that the case?
That's correct. So the good news is any of the videos we've done or postings, you just either shoot it while you're at home and then take it on the road. So I do a lot of work on the road, which is good.
Because you're doing a lot of video work for Muletown Aerial. That's all. You still doing that?
I am still doing Muletown Aerial.
Right.
Yep. Just
not as much as you used to.
Not as much as I used to.
I used to see a lot of Miami cruise ships leaving on your Instagram channel.
Yes, there were lots of cruise ships and lots of real estate marketing. I think 2019, I was involved in. I think I figured out it was right around $17 million in properties that I had helped.
Oh, my gosh.
Videos and photos with.
I thought you were going to say you did $17 million in revenue. I was like, dang.
No.
You crushed it.
That would be crushing it.
Yeah. So, now, what was the surprising thing about bringing Chad on with you, Sonny? What did you not expect at all? Oh, this is kind of cool.
The amount Anything? Of phone calls.
Did you call him a lot?
Email. No, I think the compliment to what we're doing is his ability to handle the media and to handle some of the videography.
He learned all that from me. So
yeah, well, you taught him well. So, yeah,
no, he didn't
for sure.
But no, you do a great job. Well, a lot better than I probably could. But I was having this conversation with somebody this morning because the girl you just met, Jen. Where she's like, well, you know, how many social media posts did you post? She was challenging me on my social media marketing prowess for our electrical company and lighting and stuff like that. And I said, you know, coming from owning a bakery like she did, yeah, you can build an audience pretty quick showing sexy pictures of pastries. Mm-hmm. Lighting, not so much. Okay, we're appealing to a very select audience of commercial, facility managers, those types of people, commercial real estate. Yeah, it's a little bit of longer haul of posting pictures and creating stories and all that fun stuff, which, you know, eventually all my other customers also distracted me from that too. But it's just different. In this case, has that been a challenge? Making a product somewhat sexy. Does that make sense?
Yes. Sexy.
Yes. But I mean, you have the visibility.
I will say this. Videos help us out a lot, and we just did a live video yesterday. You did one, one of the colleges that we service, and it's hard, but I will say, once people see the product, use the product, feel the product, smell the product, it's an easy sell if you get it right in front of their face. But in another video, it's really hard to get that.
Well, what's one of the big objections, pushbacks that you get from people? Because they feel like, okay, it's another cleaner. The only thing you have is the locality of it. And I would imagine that resonates with people around here. But, and, you know.
Brand recognition, I think. People are either loyal to their brands or they just feel that their brand that they're buying is better.
Right.
And I'll be honest. I mean, we did a performance test versus our cleaner versus what, five other cleaners. And
anybody you want to name?
No.
No.
I won't throw any other company under the bus, but two of the cleaners that were in the green cleaner world that are
very well known.
Very well known. Actually failed the test completely.
Now, is this one of these cleaners that you can drink if you wanted to?
It doesn't taste very good. I mean, I didn't
if you
it,
wanted to.
If you wanted to, you could.
Yeah, maybe.
It's not exactly a great cocktail, but, you know, it's not going to kill you, kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I would get my probiotics from a health food store instead. Right.
Well, okay, now you mentioned the key ingredient, probiotic-based cleaning. Mm-hmm. That's not really that big of a niche, I would imagine, right? Or is it becoming popular because of you guys, or is there somebody else out there leading the charge? Or
just because of us, it's becoming popular.
Right, right.
Run with it. Why not?
Yep. So I will say, going back to the videos, one of the things that is kind of a fine line is being able to either dress up the video really well, or just make it down home. Video.
Right.
And a lot of times folks like to see just the down home video where they see someone using the product and they have a positive testimonial. Right. And that just gives confidence to the product. The person says, okay, I don't want to say average person, but there's a person like me using the product and they believe in it, and it helps to build some, you know, street cred for us.
Right. And so testimonial type of user videos, right, like that.
Right.
And you guys, and I think you've garnered a few of those things, right?
Yeah, we've tried hitting various avenues of video.
Yeah.
And some work, some don't. I mean, that's right. So just, it's all about learning the marketing side of things.
Never well, know. With that being said,
what's your problem?
Guys, what is your problem? Don't tell me you don't have a problem. I'm going to call bullshit on it.
We have problems.
Yeah.
I have problems.
We all have problems. Jim. Yeah. I'm a walking problem constantly. Yeah. Chad knows me long enough I can say that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think we could probably run down the list of our problems.
That's the biggest one right now. That's always
so. The biggest one right now, I think, for me and what we're trying to do as a company, as a business, is to teach others and train others and let others know that we have a platform for them to build a business upon.
Right.
So having the affiliate program available, and that it's not this just multi-level deal. It is a one or two level deal that gives an individual the right to build a business.
Right.
And then, you know, dovetail that with, you ask, what are probiotics? What are beneficial bacteria and how do they work in a cleaning solution? So being able to teach that and then to offer the platform, I think those are two things that we have a hurdle with.
See, to me, the probiotics thing was intriguing because at the time, you remember sitting down with you, we had tacos and talked about different ideas for the video.
Right.
the probiotics thing stood out to me because I was going, okay, that's different. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, what's the, what are the big qualities that we could sell here? And one of the ideas we had was to talk about, you know, the, you put out the garbage can, right?
Right.
Out in the street. And it, I mean, at the time we had a garbage can that just smelled like the bowels of hell. I'll just put it out there. And every time we, it's like my wife would go down and get it. I would go, I mean, it's just maggots all over it. It's just, God, just last thing we wanted to do. But you guys are saying, well, this could actually take care of that. Mm-hmm. The other thing was cat urine.
Right.
A very hard, very difficult scent to get out of your carpeting and whatever and stuff like that. I mean, is that something that when you put paint those types of pictures, do people kind of have the aha moment? Because I understand it.
I think they do. I mean, we try to paint those pictures. We try to give knowledge to the product. I've had several folks that you know, they buy the product, they purchase the product, they use the product, then they rebuy the product, not because it's probiotic, but because it works.
It works.
And they're like, well,
they don't care why it works.
I don't care, you know, yeah. It's natural, and some don't. They just want to know that it works.
But, I mean, it's truly natural.
It's so, truly natural.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's it's a pretty big sell there, too.
I think so.
Does that come with a cost of production, though, or is it pretty standard with the rest of the competition?
No, there's a cost to production for that. Right. It's not as easy to do as you would think.
Right. So getting that out there and getting people to understand that. But I mean, that cost, I mean, is it really that much in the retail price of it compared to others? Is it significant or just kind of not negligible?
So as far as retail, I mean, there is some pricing difference. I mean, we're on more on the higher end. However, the folks who use the product and have used the product don't mind paying a little more. I mean, you're bringing something into your home that is natural and that it continues to clean versus using something that has a toxicity level to it or a caustic or a corrosive product that raises toxicity levels in your home.
Right.
So it's more about taking care of your home, your dwelling, your business than it is trying to save a few cents.
So getting to the affiliate awareness, and that's what I wrote down here as far as your problem. That's what it seems to be, is affiliate awareness, making people aware that they can take this and run with it.
Yeah, it's affiliate awareness and then getting the product in front of people. So we're going to go back to actually the emails that happened this week. We had a lady using it for her cleaning company.
Yeah.
And she would come by and pick up a gallon of cleaner. It was probably, once a month?
At least.
So in order to clean all of her houses. Well, she reached out to us last week and she's like, I have to sign up for the affiliate program.
Right.
Because we had started doing some marketing on the affiliate program. She realized we had one. And so now she's going to turn it into another side hustle in addition to her cleaning business. So it's just, she used it. And I mean, what better person could you ask for to help?
Oh, sure. Well, even car detailers were another vertical that you looked into, right?
We did.
Yeah. Anything kind of take off from there?
I mean, we had one interested and it fizzled, but
not something you really heavily pursue.
He calls when he has a major problem in a car and hey, will this work?
I think I know who you're talking about.
No, it won't work. And next thing, he comes and picks it up from the house and takes it, and he calls and he's like, this is like, he calls it miracle juice. I think is what the exact word he uses.
So. Maybe you should have called it miracle juice.
Trademark.
Maybe that's your detail product.
Well, and that's
Kaleoka Company Miracle Juice.
That's where I think I know we're talking about pricing here, and we are kind of more of a premium product pricing, but the value in the product, instead of buying, good grief, 20 different products, you're buying one bottle.
Right.
So how many times do you go to the store and say, oh, I need this carpet cleaner?
Yeah.
Well, you go buy the carpet cleaner, you go home, and you realize you had two bottles sitting in your cabinet anyway.
Right.
So now you've basically bought three bottles where you could have just bought the one probiotic cleaner bottle and it would have done your carpets, your stainless steel, your granite, your tile floors, it is almost all purpose. I'm not going to say it's a miracle cleaner, but I mean, it's pretty close to it.
But I mean, when you get, you know, across the elements of nature and you keep everything relatively simple and you kind of have that little twist of the probiotic, I guess, brandable chunk, if you will, you know, why not? I mean, that's the answer to this stuff. I mean, to keep it cheap, you have to have the toxicity of the, you know, the different chemicals and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. You know, if you combine that with another one, you're not going to worry about napalming your neighborhood and stuff like that, right. Which is, what is that? Bleach and...
Ammonia.
Ammonia, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes,
bad. I'm at a loss for words. That's a bad combo.
Yes, it is.
That'll kill you. Is that napalm?
No, it's similar.
But. It's like sarin gas or something? I don't know, one of those things. But, you know, moving into the... What are some of the common objections you get with people who are looking into the affiliate program? Does it come off like a... multi-level type of approach?
No, I don't think so. I don't know that we get any objections necessarily. Probably most people that get into things want a quick turnaround. Right. And with anything, this takes time. It's a stick-to-itiveness. You have to keep doing it.
Yeah.
But
it's a consumable product.
And building your brand. I mean, they're building their brand. For this lady who signed up recently, she cleans home, as Chad says. She cleans homes, she uses our product, and now it's her product right. that she's using. It's our product, but it's her business.
Is it white labeled to her?
No.
Okay.
But she's able to sell it under her her business name. Right. And so now when the customer says, what are you using in our home? And as she's cleaning the home, she's using a natural-based product, and she tells them what she's using. She can tell them where they can get it. She can give them her link to her business, or she can sell the product. Right. So she's creating another stream of income for herself, her family. She homeschools her children. Sometimes her children go with her to clean the houses.
Yeah.
So she doesn't really have time to go do another job, if you will.
So the affiliate awareness and overall product awareness, it seems like to be the biggest problem, which is a very common problem with a lot of businesses. We all understand it takes time, consistency, and patience. And just getting your message out there visuals and videos and stuff like that. When you have something like this, and you're able to, you know, I was thinking of some of the videos that you see with other cleaners. I've had this stain for years and nothing could take it out. But finally, this mm-hmm. miracle product can actually do that. I would imagine you've done some things like that. Mm-hmm. You've done some videos like that. I mean, does it kind of come off kitschy at all or... You know,
I don't think we've launched any video like that.
I don't know that we've had
the miracle. Talked about it.
Yeah. Infomercial. Why not?
Yeah.
You know?
We've even talked about your infomercial for the what are those coupon books for
our Spencer's Big Book of Bargains.
I even thought about doing something like that. That was funny.
Spencer he had one of those coupon books where he had, you know, you can get, you know, look up some ice cream place and you'll have a coupon, they sell it to mm-hmm. do fundraising.
Okay.
And you know, chances of you using the book are next to nothing. But in order to ban fundraise, I figured, well, why don't we just do this really cheesy 80s-esque type of, hey, look what else it can do. You can use it as a, you know, a table leveler. It can blow dry your hair and all these ridiculous things that, you know, in video I did.
It was catchy.
It was based off of stuff we did at Jack FM.
And you sold a couple from it, I'm sure.
I think so. I don't know. I never tracked it. Yeah. Now, that's the biggest thing for me is that whenever, like an affiliate link with GSD, is just tracking it and keeping on top of it. You know, I made them kind of a sponsor of the show as a why not. And, you know, if I can get something out of it, why not? Right. Maybe I need to put my Kaleoka link in there now.
Yes. Well, I think you, Jim, you understand that it's a link.
Yeah.
It's a platform that you can use, and it's not necessarily that you have a storefront with a shingle hanging out front, but you could. But you understand the concept.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think for others to start to understand the concept of, okay, this is something that I can use every day at home, but I can also share it with friends.
Yeah. But I think it also starts with, you know, like the lady you're talking about, it starts with a belief in the product.
Absolutely.
She's used it. She can articulate it. And when she gets in front of somebody, she can have that passion come across.
Absolutely.
Right? So for somebody, I mean, I've used the product. We just used like an entire gallon of it this weekend in the RV because we needed it. Oh, my gosh. That's what happens when it sits around for 2 months. And you always have that, you know, lingering smell. You flush the toilet and you put the gallon of water in there to let it slosh around. Oh, my gosh. The smell wouldn't go away. So let's just put a splat. No, just pour the whole thing in there. Just let it do its thing.
And that's the beauty of the product. Yeah. You can use it in your home, your boats, your cars, your... Right.
By gallons. Actually,
airplanes. It's been in there.
Have you tried to bring it into maybe the airlines?
I did. I approached my airline back when COVID started, but yeah. It has to be, at that level, it has to be certified for Boeings and Airbuses. And
well, how do you do that?
Money.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So you know you got to put it through the processes.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're just making sure it's not going to be corroding any of their fittings in the airplane.
But I mean, that's got to be a pretty quick provable thing from the science aspect of it, Sonny, don't you think? In order to provide, look, there's nothing in there that's corrosive.
Well, we're in the process of having, you know, certifications done. It just that's a process,
right? Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's a paperwork process and it's a money process, and you know, nothing moves very quickly.
Is that a government thing?
There's red tape. There's a lot of bureaucracy that's right. involved. Unfortunately, we don't have we can't do the warp speed for right. it. And it just takes time. You're working at the mercy of someone else who's doing it.
Yeah.
And we're not the only ones that are having testing done. So
what's the timeline and typically?
So one test that we performed with UMass, it was pre-COVID, and we just recently got that test result
we did.
Back.
Oh, so that was about a year ago.
The initial test that we did was the performance test to right. see how it worked against other cleaners, and that came back fairly quickly. But then COVID happened, and then the shutdowns up in the Northeast and running out of materials, we finally got some of that info back.
Right. And then I think that would be huge. I mean, you get an airline yeah. on board, talk about credibility.
Sure. Well, and that's another problem. What do you disinfect and what do you clean? So the biggest thing is right now is disinfecting. With our product, I mean, technically we're not disinfecting. We're actually putting bacteria on a surface.
Right.
But it's good bacteria. You're right. removing the bad, but you're putting the good in. So that's it. It's all about product awareness and how it works and the science behind it. And that's
right.
Yeah. Eventually we'll get the message out there and it'll resonate with certain people via whatever posts we make or articles we come up with, blog posts, and just brand awareness.
It's tough awareness. With a product like sure. that, you know, but I think the visual aspect of it might, it could help. I mean, you know, what can it clean? One of the ideas we talked about was the garbage can idea. And as I'm thinking about it more and more, obviously you can't have the smell-o-vision aspect of it, mm-hmm. but everybody knows that smell. You show a garbage can, you describe what's in it, and, you know, just the look of the person of just, you know, mm-hmm. keeping it at arm's length as he's dragging it down to the curb. I don't know. What was that? Remember that idea that we talked about? There was something like, you know, hey, I'll even get in the garbage can after I treat it with this stuff.
Yes. You cleaned one. It was late 2019.
Yeah. Well, you guys have made Courtney a believer.
Yes.
You know, that alone says something. Yeah. My wife. She's a believer. Good. Yeah.
Awesome.
So, I mean, other videos like that, I would say put those out there. Something with a potential of virality, you know?
Yes, quirkiness. That's what we need. We haven't done, like, quirky yet.
Does quirky sell? Does quirky?
It can.
Yeah.
There's a guy, I just saw a video today from a marketing agency, and it's the quirk, it's almost like a Dollar Shave Club-esque type of video, and he's getting out of this helicopter, and there's smoke, and he's talking about how great of a marketer he is, and he's just got all this stuff going on in this video, and it's fun to watch. I mean, I don't know if I would convert and actually hire him, but it's getting attention. For something like this, though, where it's kind of an instantaneous purchase decision, you can obviously get attention for the brand. The first thing I would say is getting people in love with the brand. That's your biggest challenge. And then, oh, by the way, you can also have this as your own business. Because that's where, if you get passionate about the brand, then you could sell it.
Right.
You know?
Because we're either building a brand or we're trying to create product awareness.
Right.
And so it's almost the same, but it's two different, you know, things we're trying to do at the same time. So.
And that's the other thing is that it seems like you have a lot going on. You have, you know, the drain cleaner, you have the regular cleaner, you have a lot of different products.
Yeah, initially it was, you know, we basically had two different products. One of them had three different scents, but it was launched with two different products.
How many products you have now?
We have about 16 SKUs.
Right.
And we're working on five others, and we have five other
on the drawing board. So about 10 that are coming.
Well, what's the conversation starter? What's the tip of the spear?
The natural base cleaner.
Yeah.
That's our lead in.
Yeah.
With anyone.
And everything else gets introduced.
That's correct.
Via that.
Right. Either that or the drain maintainer. We have a lot of success with the drain opener, drain maintainer.
Right.
So.
And that's still a natural base product. That
yes, it is.
Same kind of composition.
That's right. That's
really?
Right. Just a lot stronger.
That's very interesting because mm-hmm. it's one of those things that in order for it to be a drain block type of product, does it have to have something in there to eat up the stuff?
Well, I mean, yes, it does. Yeah. So it is a beneficial bacteria product. It works on organic type stoppages. It's not right. going to work on a tennis shoe.
Right.
Or, somebody
flushes. Over time, maybe.
Well, yeah, over time.
So, I mean, my thing was that, lead with the cleaner aspect of it and let everything else kind of fall into place.
Right.
OxyClean was built off of being a cleaner. And there was another one that I had in mind that I was going to think of. A Dollar Shave Club. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many products they have on that website now? I can't even find razors anymore on that website. And it's actually kind of frustrating. That they became so wide so quickly. They've got, aftershave. They got butt wipes. They got all the stuff, things that you can buy on the website. That's just, come on. I just want an extra handle. How do I do that?
Yeah, it might be hard to lead in with butt wipes.
Yeah. But they made a product out of it.
Yeah.
For guys.
Well, it's like now we've taken our natural base cleaner and we have added an ingredient to it and AC coil cleaning now. So all your air conditioning units out there, and we've had very, very good
interesting
success recently.
Yes, we have.
Off a few different avenues with commercial air conditioning units along with residential, and then even cleaning heavy equipment.
So basically getting into HVAC companies and having them kind of carry it forward?
Correct.
Because they're the ones doing the work, obviously.
That's right.
Well, interesting, because Big Dot is launching a heating and air division.
Well, we'll be your cleaning supplier.
Well, get with me after that. We'll talk about it, because the guy who's actually heading it up, he'll be here next week. So
okay.
It might be something to talk about. He'd be curious. Good guy to meet anyway.
Good.
But so you got all these different product sets. Getting people aware of the product is the biggest challenge, right?
Sure.
Just keep up with the social media stuff, man. Come up with a good, funny video idea.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I can't think of an idea right now, but I will. Overtime. Any other problems?
I'm sure if we keep talking, we'll find
something, we'll find right? Yes. Well, how can people get a hold of the cleaner and become affiliates themselves? Where do they go? One of the aforementioned .coms?
Yes.
Kaleoka.co.com or Kaleoka.co?
Kaleoka. It's Kaleoka.
Do you guys have problems with having to spell it?
Yes, that's why we went to the next one. KaleokaCompany.com or you can go to Kully, Kully, co.co. Kullyco.co.
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 How has that been received?
Well, it's received fairly. I mean, it's easy to
catch.
Yeah. It's catchy, I guess. They remember it.
Yeah.
My wife only uses Kullyco.co now because it's easier for her to spit it out there.
So everyone I ask, how do you spell it?
Right.
Yeah, that's always a question.
And at that website, that'll take you to the same site that all the other ones go to.
Correct.
So they can buy product and investigate the affiliate.
That's correct.
All from the same space.
And then businesses can sign up for the website. You can go in through the business page and you can order bulk items that way.
Okay.
Or you can go through the affiliate side of things and sign up through the affiliate program.
Well, moving forward, what's next for you guys?
Taking over the world. Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. Sure. There's a lot of stuff coming up.
Yeah.
New product launches. That's going to be big coming up. And then,
I don't know. I think new product, hold off on that. Get the, put the horse in front of the cart and keep on going with the product awareness. Get all your energy behind that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not that the cart is in front of the horse necessarily. I mean, you're kind of building your team, but you're building your catalog for the affiliates to be able to have products that they want to show and sell. Because not every person wants to sell the drain cleaner, who might want to sell the the regular cleaner. So,
but the most mass appeal is the cleaner in general, I would think.
Well, you know, we launched the Scale and Scum product, and that product has really done well. So
it has.
We didn't know it was going to do well, so right. that product's really done well. So.
Doing on bathroom fixtures and things like that.
Right.
Any hard water scaling, it has been.
Which is common around here.
Correct.
Yeah. Very common.
Southwest New York, United States, desert areas.
That's right.
Definitely.
And I'll be the first to say, when Sonny brought up we're going to do a descaling, I kind of thought, all right, natural-based descaler. I mean, the hardcore stuff sometimes doesn't even work. And I was like, right. Surely this can't work.
You had your doubts.
I'm a believer. It really does work well.
Yeah. It is surprising. I've been surprised, pleasantly surprised at its ability.
Right. Of descaling. I never even would have thought that would be a thing for you guys.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, getting it out there in those different verticals, I guess, does make sense. You create more awareness. But, you know, the Kalioka company brand has got to stand for something. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's based around that probiotic-based approach.
Well, we stand for natural-based and simple solutions.
Right.
And that kind of speaks to a lot of things. And we stand for removing toxicities out of businesses that we frequent, schools our children attend, and our home.
Right.
So we remove the toxins and replace them with simple and natural-based solutions. Not all of our products are probiotic.
Okay.
But all of them are. We try to keep them all natural.
Yeah.
But so far, they're all natural. We do reserve a right that maybe it's 98%.
Right.
But the moment we get out there and say everything is all natural, someone says, well, what about this plastic bottle? It's not all natural.
Right.
So we try to keep it as natural based.
That's my plastic paper bottle
yes.
that it comes in. So Kullyco.com, go there.
Nope, Kullyco.co.
Kullyco.co.
Yes.
Kullyco.com was taken?
Yes,
it was. Yes.
Of course. Kullyco.co. Mm-hmm. Don't forget it. We'll make sure we put all those things in the description. Anything else you want to put out there? Revenue-wise, what's a target in 5 years you guys want to hit revenue-wise?
Oh.
You want to put that out there?
In 5 years, I think
10 million?
10 million would be a target for us.
I think you could blow by that, man.
With
some, you know, consistent advertising of some sort.
And yeah. podcasts.
Podcasts.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Podcasts, yeah.
After this, we may hit it this year.
Maybe. You never know. Or maybe it may be a detriment. Who knows? I hope not.
Actually, I want to tell a quick story about how the product works, too.
Okay.
We got called prior to school shutting down for COVID. Two of the schools in Murray County.
You're in a couple of school systems, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So two of the schools are green certified. I may get the wording wrong, but they're green certified schools, so they had to use green cleaners.
Right.
Because they bring in a lot of the heavy asthmatics. And when COVID happened, the disinfectant started getting used. And I guess the story was that as the asthma attacks started increasing in these
right.
schools.
That's right.
So then they came and bought our natural-based cleaner and started using it in the school system. And the asthma attacks actually decreased.
Of course.
From previous levels. So it just goes to show, like, that's brand awareness, it's product awareness, how it works. Just getting rid of that toxic chemical in the air help these kids. So, and the schools that know about us, I mean, they love it.
They sing your praises.
They keep coming back for more, which is good. So, we'll just keep expanding. Yeah.
Now, does it kill COVID? Do you know if it actually eliminates that virus?
No, we can say that we wash the surface clean.
Right.
But we cannot say that it kills COVID.
Right.
No, that's
unfortunate.
That's an EPA registration.
Right.
That's a registered pesticide. So we cannot say that.
Oh, really?
It is. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if we wanted to get it tested to get that claim, then, we would have to be a registered disinfectant. EPA registered.
And that's not something you really want to associate yourself with, or?
Well, you know, I think for us to be a registered EPA registered disinfectant, there's lots of folks, I mean, like with some of the school systems that chose to wash the surfaces clean. The CDC says, Jim, the CDC says if you wash your hands with soap and water, it's just as effective as using an antimicrobial soap or an antibacterial soap. If that's the case, then we should be able to wash the surfaces clean, and we can.
Yeah.
So we take that approach just to say, why disinfect when you can wash the surfaces clean?
Right.
So
makes sense.
It makes sense.
Makes total sense. Well, very good. I appreciate you guys coming all the way out here to the compound, the
Thanks
Big Duck compound, of course. And if you want to rate, subscribe, like, share it out, go to whatsyourproblempodcast.com. It's funny because at the front end of the podcast, I never mentioned that particular .com. I don't know why. I got to write it down. whatsyourproblempodcast.com. Check us out. And of course, check out cullyco.co.
That's right.
That's right. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you for coming on, guys.
Thanks for having us.